Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Just a quick disclaimer. We are not medical doctors, therapists, or dietitians. So please check with an allied health professional before making any changes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Super Gym Friends. I'm Adam.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Trent.
And today in Fit,
we're talking about creatine, the internet's favorite supplement.
Wow! And the stuff that makes my face go red too.
Yeah, so...
Sorry,
yeah.
What?
that shouldn't happen.
I mix it in my tea, and it's not tea that makes my face go red, because I know I drink tea a lot, and face is fine, but when I mix creatine in my tea, I get a red face.
There are apparently, I quickly Googled it, there are apparently some people who believe that what you are experiencing is an allergic reaction. But there is no actual evidence to say that creatine can cause an allergic reaction.
Have you personally seen benefits to creatine? Like, we'll talk about what those benefits are a little bit later on in the specifics. But Trent, separate to your red face, have you seen any performance benefits from creatine?
You see, I don't know if it may be a placebo effect of it, but... I definitely felt an energy boost to it. Is that something
boost?
That you would? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like an energy... I couldn't even tell you, really. It's just I feel a pump and just uplifted.
I feel incredible.
Okay. I feel incredible, you know? I feel good on it. I feel good on
feel
it, besides
like
the red face.
Kill 10 men.
For the purpose of not messing with your placebo, I want you to just mute the rest of this episode so that you just honestly, like, live the placebo lifestyle. Just pause it. Enjoy that energy. It's not exactly what
No, Zach, it's time
does.
For you to bring me back down to earth. No. Tell me what it does.
So
tell me what it does.
This is something I was...
God, I absolutely love the placebo lifestyle, can I say?
Literally.
Yeah, placebo lifestyle.
Every you, every me, pure morning, the bitter pill.
Oh, yeah. I genuinely...
That's a great joke. I'm very funny.
That joke about your
Post
joke was
blue.
Better.
Oh, my God. This picture? Oh, this picture. The placebo lifestyle rules.
Anyway,
I'm very funny.
Yeah, keep telling yourself you, that.
So,
keep
speaking of, like, you kind of make a joke about this. I don't know how to do this, but I would love to somehow set myself up with placebo steroids. So there's been, let me talk about this a little bit more. I don't personally want to do steroids. However, having the effects of steroids would be fantastic. That would be great. Obviously, like, not with the negative side effects. And there has been multiple, like...
Sorry, are we saying that the small testes or the big muscles are the negative side effects?
Yeah, definitely the big muscles being the negative side effects. I'm really just here to get my large testicles down to a regular size. Which, you know, is what steroids are mainly used for. oh God! But there's
primary use of steroids. Yeah, I'm not sure.
But
what are you using them for?
Only that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So there's been multiple different studies, a lot of them somewhat unethically done, to show that even people who trick themselves into believing they're taking steroids see incredible performance improvements as a consequence. And there was,
genuinely coming out pro steroid.
No, we're coming out pro placebo steroids on this podcast. This podcast takes a strict stance that placebo steroids, incredible. Real steroids, do not take them at all. But so there was this, it's not necessarily a study, but it's more like just a interesting thing that happened. There was, I think it was in weightlifting. In competitive weightlifting, there's essentially like, or maybe it was wrestling. I don't know. Essentially an organization which was filled with other competitors taking high amounts of steroids to improve their performance. And so one coach who was not giving any of his athletes steroids was approached by multiple athletes at the time saying, hey, everybody else is doing this. Put us on some stuff and I want to see what the effects of it are. And so he didn't put anybody on steroids. He didn't actually give them anything, but he essentially did Space Jam and gave them the magic performance water, like in the midpoint of the original Space Jam movie.
I feel like it's not really... This feels like an... If you're not getting it from Bugs Bunny, you're not really getting the full Space Jam experience.
Yeah, definitely. But they ended up having increases of... these are, top-tier weightlifting athletes. So people who have, been training for a long, long time. And they saw within spans... I think it was 1 month. So, it was either 1 to 4 months. So it was, quite a short period of time. Increases of around 10 kilos to each of their lifts. Which is just wild. Just should not happen. And just nuts as a consequence of just pure placebo. So I don't know how I can set this up, but I've wanted for some time to somehow set up a way for somebody to give me placebo steroids. But I can't know that they're placebo so that I can get those great effects without poisoning my body in that way.
It's actually crazy that you should say this because I know you were saying that you don't want real steroids, but I actually do have access to real steroids.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I know I said I didn't want them, but for some reason I have a good feeling about these ones.
Yeah. And where I got them from, great question. Where do people typically get steroids
from? Don't ask.
Nowhere that I want to know.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all
right. But essentially, that's what I do with creatine. I pretend creatine is a steroid. And that's probably why I feel so good when I take it, besides the red face.
Block your ears for this episode. Take those headphones out. You can just put in take your headphones off. And for the rest of the episode, just periodically just say, yep, as if you're agreeing. Yeah, just yep.
Yes.
Don't worry what we're talking about. But quickly before we do dive into creatine, I did want to briefly mention something that was put on the Super Gym Friends Discord by one of the members, Lilith, who was talking about caffeine. So in regards to our episode last week on caffeine, she was mentioning that for people or neurotypical people like myself, taking caffeine, as I talked about, gave me that really thought racing feeling. And she was saying, and this is something that old member of the show, Joel Zammit, talked about, at least off air, I don't know necessarily on air, that for people with ADHD, it's very typical for them to feel that constant thoughts racing feeling in regular life, just day to day. However, taking caffeine for them actually almost increases their focus and gets rid of all of those thoughts. And so I think, I don't know if we ever put this episode out, but yeah, there was an episode where Zammit was talking about how he would just have coffee right before bed, which to me, I thought was just absolutely insane. But he was saying that, for himself, it actually quietens his mind and helps him focus. So I'd just throw that in there as a little capper on that previous discussion.
As a little Warwick capper on top just keeping everything in place. Indeed. That's a great, indeed. Another great reference and joke from Adam Cannavale.
I don't get it.
On fire today, man.
Warwick Kappa was a football player in the 1980s and 90s, I believe.
Sure.
He
definitely
often
was
referred to as just Kappa, and he was quite fun, if not crazy.
Sounds good, Al. I will take your word for it.
I'm putting it in the notes so everyone can remember.
Lovely. Why? No, you're not actually putting it in. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right. I treat these notes as very sacred. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so diving into creatine now, finally. So creatine is the most widely researched nutritional supplement actually, like, ever. So there's a lot of different data on
claim.
It.
Interesting claim.
It is shown to consistently improve weightlifting performance. And, yeah, to kind of, before we kind of dive into its positive effects, I want to talk a little bit about the mechanistic function of creatine. So, like, by what mechanism it actually improves our performance. So, we've, for those who are new to the show, we did a episode on the three different energy systems a while ago, and Adam, who obviously pays a lot of attention
yes.
to the episodes that we're in, is going to quickly recap what those yep. three energy systems
right.
are for us.
There's outside and inside, there's quick and slow, and there's the jumping one. All right, hang on, wait. I might actually know the answer to this one. All right, so energy systems, so that's not anaerobic and exaerobic, that's different types of energy output, right?
Mm-mm. That's spot on. That's the one.
Oh, that's it? Fucking go.
Well, it's not exaerobic, it's aerobic. Anaerobic and aerobic are two, but as we mentioned, there's a third.
See, I thought we were talking about fats, proteins, carbohydrates.
Those are our nutrients.
Well, anyway, I think 2 out of 3 for the shit you just threw at me, 2 out of 3 is pretty good. That's a passing grade. I don't remember the third.
Okay, so that was actually, yeah, pretty solid. So the...
Thank you.
Going in rank of the energy output of those systems, the first one is adenosine triphosphate phosphocreatine, also known as the ATPBC system. And as I'm sure you can guess from the name,
I remember ATTPTPC.
That's the one. That's exactly the acronym. and so as you can guess from the name phosphocreatine, it is going to be the one that we're going to talk about most today. But as Adam said, there's also anaerobic and aerobic. Anaerobic being non-oxygenated glycolysis, so the breakdown of glucose without oxygen, and then aerobic glycolysis being the breakdown of glucose with the presence of oxygen. So, if you want to learn more about those, go listen to that other episode. But the adenosine triphosphate phosphocreatine system functions through essentially like stored energy within the muscle tissue themselves. So, basically, before we perform, like when we've just come from a period of rest, normally, like either like just come into the gym or between 3 and 10 minutes, we will have close to, if not fully recovered, stores of ATPBC within the muscle tissue themselves. And that is really a really important thing to remember. So it is stored within the muscle tissues. So it's within the muscle valleys.
It's local storage.
Exactly.
So it can be used quickly.
Oh, yeah. And so
I remember this.
And ATP itself is our active energy molecule. So everything that the body does, all of the different chemical processes require specifically adenosine triphosphate, so ATP, in order for its reactions to take place. So the fact that we have stores of just pure bioavailable energy within the muscles means that all we have to do, it's right there. All we have to do is snap off a phosphate, off the phosphate bond, kind of like the tail of the ATP.
Just snap
molecule.
One of those quickly yeah. off, and then, have a little nibble, and then...
That releases the energy.
Yeah.
And so it's what that means is that when we perform... So ATPBC is our energy specifically for heavy movements. So like our heavy weightlifting movements, you could throw out numbers of like between 3 and 5, but it will have an effect for almost all weightlifting activities, let's say, be below like 20 reps. And then there's like kind of the other addition to that is phosphocreatine, which is creatine with a phosphate also stored within the muscles, which can be broken down very quickly to then build up ATP, which then is broken down again for the function of that movement. So both of them are stored within the muscle tissue, which means that they're very limited in how long you can use them for. So the ATP-PC system normally lasts around 10 seconds of maximal intensity exercise. So it's not super long. That being said, when we do train our weightlifting, like when we do train using predominantly our ATP-PC as our primary source of energy, we do improve our capacity just naturally through that, and therefore it will last a little bit longer. Maybe it'll be 15, 20, or 30 seconds, that sort of thing. And anything below max won't burn it up quite as quickly either. So knowing that it's stored within the muscles will become important a little bit later, but what we're doing when we are having creatine is we are increasing those stores of the phosphocreatine as part of that ATP-PC, which in turn will improve our kind of performance in the gym. So does that kind of make sense so far? We'll take a little breather there.
That was a lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot to take in.
That's why we thought it's time for a breather.
Okay.
Yeah, I need a glass of water. Fucking hell.
A way to think about it is when we are, Adam, get ready, building a log cabin, the titular log of Super Gym Friends, what we could do is bring in, we can every day get a storage, a shipment of wood coming to our cabin so that we can use it in a work site. However, we have to wait for that truck to come in with all the wood in order for our cabin to be built. And that takes time. It's just going to be a much longer process.
It thus does.
Being able to cut down trees, which are right around our cabin itself. So kind of wood within the area. What we are doing when we have, when we're supplementing creatine, is we are planting the seeds around our log cabin, which are in this in this analogy grow very quickly, so that we have more wood available in our immediate area. So in non-example sense, we are increasing the stored amount of creatine within the muscle so that it's much quicker for us to use it, and we have much more quickly available energy or much more quickly available wood to then build up our log cabin. Make sense?
Yes.
But
thank you.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It all makes sense in the log cabin. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, what the fuck is he saying? I don't understand it. And then, I don't know what it. I don't know what it is, but something about the way you described it just then, I was like,
"My
God, I get it,
get it." Yep.
One thing to keep in mind.
I don't think I could have physically gotten it previously.
But yeah, keeping in mind in this circumstance, the log cabin is not hypertrophy, so it's not the building of muscle tissue. Hypertrophy is the log cabin is our ability to produce strength. So it's not not specifically muscle growth, as it has our log cabin has represented in the past. So some of those performance boosters that can be seen is roughly around 5 to 15% of our maximum strength output. So for somebody who's performing a one rep max without creatine, they would, or who hasn't consumed creatine before, they do a one rep max test. A week later, they do it again after loading up on creatine, they will see between a 5 and 15% increase in maximum strength output, which is huge. Like, that's a massive jump for what normally, we'll go into like how to supplement creatine a little bit later, but for what can take up to like really a week max, to see that much of an increase in performance is just, it's ridiculous. It really is why creatine is one of the most popular supplements, and it's why it's getting an episode of its own, because that's just, I don't know, but like, you guys don't seem as impressed as I am.
You've actually made me relate a little bit better into words, kind of how to explain how I feel when I'm taking it for a period of time, is that I do feel my performance levels, like, I feel better and better. I take it for work. I don't take it for weightlifting. And I felt that I was able to... when there was the taking on the heavy lifting jobs at the start of my shift, I take that on and I'd be... I got better at it. I felt quite quickly. And I don't... Maybe a placebo effect, maybe? I don't know. But, like, it definitely... I understand that and I can relate to taking creatine with what you just explained there.
And it's kind of like getting or feeling better at something without really training to be better at it either.
Yeah. I was just kind of doing the same thing over and over, going at the same pace, but I felt I was just... I felt better at it.
Yeah. And so another thing that could be seen, so when not doing purely max strength lifting, it can be between around about 30% more reps in moderate weight lifts. So anything that's kind of around that 10 to 15 rep mark, around 10 rep mark is what the study where that figure comes from. They were judging 10 rep max. And so people with that were able to get an extra 30% of reps, which is just, once again, just stupid. Just stupid for, like, not doing anything, not actually physiologically improving. So your muscles' ability to contract maximally have acutely improved but not chronically improved. So that's, I think, an important distinction to be made, where chronic improvement means that it's a little bit more long-term. Where acute,
over time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And acute is like just, if you were to stop taking creatine, it would go back down again. That being said, one way to look at creatine supplementation, because I feel that whenever it comes to things like creatine or caffeine, which are these very acute performance enhancers, there is a...
No, you're acute.
Oh, stop, Adam. Adam's just being nice to me because I gave a wood cabin analogy.
Yes. 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 Was that not obvious?
It's kind of just expected now.
Yeah, Zach. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you know that now whenever I'm writing notes for these episodes, I'm like really deliberately trying to think of how to make it into this analogy.
I knew you did that.
I genuinely...
It should just come to you.
This one did. This one genuinely did.
You're getting better at it. Like... In the gym, you must exercise repeatedly to improve a muscle. You must exercise repeatedly at creating a log cabin analogy so that it becomes simple for you. And as we can see, it has.
You're helping us. We're helping you.
Yeah. I like the diminishing returns of log cabin analogies, whatever that may be.
I like to think that every podcast that this company does is a kind of like a two-way street between... the person explaining something and the person who is also explaining something back at them.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. When it comes to creatine, thinking about what it can do for our chronic adaptation, so it has those really acute effects, but when you think about one of the key factors when it comes to any sort of strength or hypertrophy is overload. So specifically speaking on hypertrophy, for this sort of breakdown. So overload is the amount of tensile stimulus on the muscle tissue itself. So basically how much weight we're lifting. And so the greater load we're able to lift properly being the absolute key. So it's not just about how much plates we can put on the bar, but how much we can actually lift. When we increase our overload, so we improve the weight that we're lifting, it will in turn lead to more hypertrophy. Likewise, having the ability to lift higher.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
reps at the same weight is another example of overload. So we can do overload through increasing the weight, which creatine will help doing. We can do overload by increasing our reps, which creatine will also help us to do. And therefore, through those two different systems, all kind of contributing to this general sense of overload, we really do improve hypertrophy in the long term because of just that being one of the primary principles of hypertrophy. So creatine is obviously really good for that little boost right away, but it also has the potential, when used correctly, to lead to more longer term boosts as well.
All right.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So
yeah, I follow.
Now we come to a little bit of a bonus around creatine. So creatine, and I think it's also one sort of nutritional supplement that is coming into the limelight at the moment, is betaine, is follows very similarly along.
Betaine!
Oh yeah, betaine, the coolest of the supplements. No.
Betaine is such a fucking bro name. Absolutely half of the people who take betaine are named betaine.
My God. Could you look up something for me, Adam? Look up,
of course,
betaine beetroot. Because I'm pretty sure, I just want to make sure.
How do you spell
sure
betaine?
B-E-T-A-N?
I found it.
E? How do you spell it so I don't sound like a fool?
It's B-E-T-A-I-N-E.
There you go. Mm. I knew that. Betaine
don't worry.
Is
in the edit, it'll sound exactly like you knew.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Adam. Betaine is a beetroot extract.
It is a notable nutrient in beets. I don't know. It doesn't say that they come from them.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure. That's essentially what I was looking for. So
it's close enough for this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, not for this podcast. For this company.
Not for this podcast. We at Super Gym Friends hold ourselves above the rest of the Sans Brands crew and will.
Who do we hold ourselves above? Sorry, Sans Brants?
Yeah, Sans Brants. It's actually a new branch of Sans Pants. No, we're actually so above Sans Pants that we're not even against making slight vocal errors. That's
so you're gonna hole at the back of the old log cabin there, mate, aren't you?
Oh yeah. We will hunker down in our log cabin.
You have a hole.
We will fight the rest of them. We are Super Gym Friends. Superior.
We are one.
Oh, yeah.
And we are Sans Pants.
That's how it goes, right? I'm pretty sure how that song goes.
Yeah, I contacted the dude who made that song. You were saying...
I was saying. So,
yeah.
betaine, like creatine, they are both osmolytic. So what that means is that
Gesundheit.
Yes. What that means, that's okay, Adam. Wait, is that Gesundheit? No, Gesundheit isn't thank you, is it? That's Dunker.
No.
Oh shit, what is Gesundheit?
Gesundheit is you've sneezed and I'm saying Gesundheit. Don't worry about it.
Keep we're gonna forget that one.
Yeah.
So when something is osmolytic, it means that it absorbs water. So what that means for us when consuming these supplements is that it will increase the amount of intramuscular water retention. So basically, because creatine is stored within the muscle tissue themselves, the muscles you will see will, with that period of starting loading creatine, you will see an actual increase in muscle size or muscle diameter without necessarily increasing the literal fiber size. So like not fiber size, because the fibers I guess do increase, but without increasing the amount of muscle mass you have. So they essentially swell through cellular swelling mechanisms, which
doesn't make you bloat, right?
No, so bloat is to do with essentially like water that sits on top of your like dermis, so like not on top of the dermis, just like under the dermis or under your skin, normally around the midsection. And so that's like that really watery.
This is different. Okay, yeah. I understand. Yeah, I've always kind of heard that creatine, you retain water, then I always associate that with bloating. I don't know why. But no. Yeah,
yeah, bloating's not... bloating you don't want. Like, it's what a lot of bodybuilders will call, like, when somebody's looking watery, it means that they can be both lean, like, have not a lot of body fat, but they still kind of look a little bit fatter. And it's not fatter, but, like, softer. And what that comes from is, yeah, water around the stomach. Yep. But this is really good water retention. So, like, you won't see any of that wateriness on the stomach, but the muscles themselves will increase in their size because they've essentially... the muscle tissue itself has absorbed water. Which, you know, who doesn't want that? It's just an easy way to... pump up. When it comes to creatine kind of found in the wild, creatine is primarily found in red meats, but in such a small amount that it is really impractical to be able to get it purely from diet. So very typically when talking about supplements, one thing that I've said before and will continue to say again is supplements are, like their namesake, meant to supplement a deficit in your regular diet. And to the extent that you can, you want to maximize the amount that you're consuming from your diet, from like whole food sources. Creatine is not one of these. So when it comes to our red meats, it's around about, so 5 grams of creatine, which we'll talk about dosages, but is, spoilers, is a regular daily dose, is found in about a kilo of steak, which is...
not a lot.
That is a lot of meat.
Oh, a kilo. Never mind. Sorry, I'm fucking dumb.
Which is a lot of meat, especially red meat, which for a lot of those with high cholesterol will be one of those triggering foods. So it's one that I would just kind of throw out the need to try and get it through whole food sources, where typically I would say that you should aim for it. This time, just... nah, screw it. One thing to keep in mind as well is it's in raw meat specifically because when we cook steak, it will typically denature creatine itself. So the high heat will kind of break its...
denature?
So,
sorry?
Denature is like the like chemical term for when a substance breaks down. So like you denature proteins through heat. It means that it's like cellular structure gets destroyed, or not cellular, but chemical structure gets destroyed.
So, intaking creatine is technically an unnatural, like the way we do it with powder is technically an unnatural way of doing it.
It depends what you define as natural. People in modernity, so in the modern world, will have very bizarre definitions of what natural is. Where, and this is an interesting fallacy is that because it's a chemical, it is bad for your body. So like people like natural, anything with chemicals in it is unnatural. Sure. It's bad for you. But then to those people, I would say, well, if you're afraid of chemicals, would you drink dihydrogen monoxide? Which to those
is
people
is water.
It's water. It's because everything that we're consuming is made up of chemicals. So to have this reductionist view that, like, it's not even reductionist, it's just what I would consider, like, uninformed opinion that chemicals are bad. So creatine is... you're not... I would throw natural as out of your dialogue when talking about foods... I would instead talk about whole foods versus artificial, so to speak.
Sure.
It's just kind of has a little bit more utility to it. Not saying that there's never a place for using natural, but just in general. So it is artificially sourced because it's not a whole food, but that does not mean that it is bad for the body.
Okay.
So creatine, kind of jumping ahead a bit, is... really has no long-term negative side effects for people without predisposed health conditions. So for the general healthy population, you can go absolutely nuts with creatine. The one caveat, so the one thing to keep in mind, it is not a health side effect. However, in men who have a genetic predisposition for hair loss, it can increase the speed with which you lose your hair or the time when you begin to lose your hair. So, something to keep in mind, you can take further supplements on top of that. Like, I know there's a ton of different, like, male sort of, like, beauty things out there for hair loss specifically, which will have certain supplements which they can go listen to them about.
Something I suffer from, and I've taken some of those in time.
Sure.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, that's interesting. The creatine in creatine, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, so, it is only for those who are predisposed to it. And even with those, you may not see a difference in your hair loss as a consequence of creatine. But it is something always to keep in mind. Outside of that, yeah, no other ill health effects. So when it comes to dosages, what we want to think about is both... we kind of want to think about having a loading phase and then a regular use of creatine. So for everybody who hasn't taken creatine before and wants to see that performance enhancement, what I would recommend everybody does is go through a loading phase, which is essentially saying that we have a low amount of creatine within our muscles right now. And so we want to, as quickly as possible, reach the saturation point where our muscles cannot hold any more creatine. So the way that we do that is for about a week, so around 5 to 7 days, having between 20 and 25 grams of creatine each day. What that will do is it'll be way more than our regular serving. However, it means that we quickly go from a really low bioavailability of creatine to a much higher, or our saturated bioavailability. And from that point onwards, we go to our regular daily intake of creatine, which is much more moderate at around about 5 grams a day.
Hmm.
So Trent, for yourself, do you know how much is in one serving that you've been taking?
I haven't taken it recently, but I do recall doing something similar to what you just kind of mentioned there. I do recall that being the instructions for the first week or two.
Yep.
Taking creatine, and then it was a smaller dose.
Yeah. And so for those who might be a little bit concerned about it, even in larger dosages, it still has no ill health effects. So I've heard some people say, like, oh, why not just continue with the regular daily dosage and then eventually you hit saturation. It normally takes around a month for that to occur. So it can be done. You don't have to load it, but also it's super cheap. Creatine is an extremely inexpensive supplement.
More or less so than protein powder.
Actually less so. So even with, you can get just like ridiculous amounts of it for very cheap. With my protein powder, I do like a monthly subscription and I get it in a bundle where it's literally free with my protein
powder.
Have you
ever gotten it? Because I know some like, what do you call them? Some energy drinks will have creatine in them. Have you ever looked into that? And would you say I'm not a big energy drink fan. I'm just curious here. I'm just asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that there is, if you know, would you say that there is enough creatine in an energy drink to make it worthwhile, or is it just something, a buzzword they're sticking on the back?
It depends what form of creatine. So there are
two
main forms that you'll see on supplements. There's creatine anhydrous and creatine monohydrate. I would not really buy anything with anhydrous in it. And I think if you quickly look up energy drinks, Adam, they may have anhydrous instead of monohydrate. Monohydrate is the form of creatine that you do want. It is much more usable for the body. So don't worry about anything with anhydrous in it too much. I would never recommend people use energy drinks as their way of getting creatine. I would instead say, just buy creatine. It's super cheap. It's chill. It's normally unflavored, just as Trent said before, which I don't know if I
put it in your tea. Put it in your tea.
I did look it up, so hot water doesn't denature creatine, which is good. Cooking our meats does, but putting in hot water doesn't seem to, at least from a cursory glance. And so it's more than okay to have it in hot water. I have it before bed, which is not necessarily the optimal timing for it, but it's the only way I remember to have it, and I just have it in like some other before bed supplements to kind of wash it down, because creatine pure flavor is not good.
So apparently, yuck. I'm trying to find it here. I moved away from it. I was just looking. They have some sodium citrate, I think. They say that they have sodium. Is it sodium citrate? Someone's like, oh, they have this thing, which is just another name for creatine. They have sodium citrate, which is apparently another name for creatine.
That may be the case. I haven't heard it be referred to as that. I would wonder why they wouldn't just say creatine if it was a really high quality. Either way, do not get your creatine from energy drinks. That is not the best way to do it. Just cycle it. Sorry, don't cycle it. Just take it as it's regularly.
Gross. Or, did you know that Monster makes a Monster Mango Loco energy juice?
I did not know that, nor did I need to know that.
Disgusting.
You could pour your creatine in your Red Bull.
Suffer with me. Oh, yeah, there we go.
You could do that.
And you should. And you should.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody to re-listen to the starting warning that we give and the ending warning that we give in regards to Adam's recommendation right there.
I reckon don't. I reckon from now on you should only ever skip warning labels.
Okay.
I think they're trying to trick you.
I think
they want all the good stuff for themselves.
Adam, that's our warning label.
Yeah, and we want all of the good shit for ourselves.
At this point in time, I would like to declare that all ill effects or all health problems that occur to listeners are a consequence of Adam's advice and never mine. They are all our controls, and he will be legally responsible for the consequences.
I don't think you're just allowed to say that. I think it's on you now. Have you considered?
One other thing to keep in mind is that, like we talked about with caffeine and cycling, creatine does not, however, need to be cycled. You can just continue to have it for the rest of your life, and there has, at least of now, been no evidence to suggest that long-term use of creatine will cause any body to become insensitive to it or to have any other ill health effects. So
that's where I should have been at, instead of the caffeine on the creatine.
Well, creatine doesn't really give you energy as in like a way that caffeine does, because it doesn't affect the brain where the caffeine will. Creatine is just...
So I definitely need the caffeine. Need the caffeine. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Need. Interesting word.
I know.
Maybe right now you...
Need is correct.
Yeah. But, so you will continue to just feel the effects. However, once you reach that saturation point, then you're kind of like... You get that boost, and then you're just working from that new boosted position rather than like continuing to see that 15% every week. 15% improvement, sure. That is. And then one last thing is that if you are really trying to optimize for the usage of it, it has been seen in recent that having creatine post-workout rather than pre-workout can have very minor but... statistically significant performance improvements. So for those who are interested in like absolute optimization, have it just after your workout. And that is all I have for creatine today.
All right. So today we spoke about taking steroids, but they're actually placebos.
Yep.
And on an unrelated note,
On an unrelated note, I've got some delicious steroid pills for you.
Fantastic.
Is that how you take steroids? Are they pills?
It is shocking the amount of ways you can take steroids.
All right. Ooh. Pills it is. We spoke about the footy genius that was Warwick Kappa. we spoke about... we did a brief revisit of ATTPPC. Anaerobic and aerobic. Yeah, which... Yeah, I put too many P's, maybe. Maybe I'm just thinking about going to the toilet. Anyway, and creatine is ATTPPC.
Yep. It will function through that energy system.
You were really excited about how over a 10 rep, it can increase your max by up to 30%.
Not your max, but the amount of reps by around 30%. It will improve your one rep max or your like maximal strength performance. So things between like 1 and 5 reps. By between 5 and 15%.
We spoke about betaine.
Betaine. Being functioning similar to creatine, it is much less researched, but both of those supplements are osmolytic, so will improve the diameter of muscle tissue by storing, by kind of absorbing water where they are stored, which for those supplements is within the muscle tissue themselves.
We spoke about the two different forms of creatine and the
monohydrate and anhydrose.
And one of them is bad.
They sound like they should be fantasy names now that I think about it. Maybe not monohydrate, but anhydrose definitely could be like a fantasy dragon or something.
I love how you looked off into the distance about that. I'm like, yes. Fantasy dragon.
We could play a game where all of the different character names are just chemical names.
That would be great. I would love to listen to another, like a new episode of D&D's for Nerds, which I definitely listen to.
I hate that show.
Yeah, the host. Oof. He's much better.
Why would you speak so ill about me? That's so rude. Really? I'm right here.
He's much better on his other shows. This is once again cementing ourselves as above the rest.
Tend to talk more about. Log cabins on the show.
Yeah, I would love to hear more. I would love you to just like slip in an anhydrose character in the future. That is my challenge for you, Adam.
I hope to rise to the occasion.
Yes.
And then finally, we spoke. You suggested that if you wanted to optimize your creatine, you should have some just after a workout.
Yep, and dosages of for a cycling phase of up to 7 days, 20 to 25 grams for. Regular use after that point of 5 grams per day.
Beautiful. I think, did I cover basically all of the big points?
Yep. That's all the main points. Yeah. And on that note, I've been Zach.
I've been Trent.
And I've been Adam.
Happy lifting.
Thanks for listening to Super Gym Friends. Once again, we are not medical doctors, physiotherapists, or dietitians, so please check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. If you want to get in touch, email us at supergymfriends@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation or to speak directly to resident bumpy man Zach himself about in-person or online training, links to our Discord and Zach can be found in the show notes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.